This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K, P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, regarding James Jorgensen, J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N, date of birth August 1st, 1957. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Jorgensen with a history of living-related renal transplant in 2017, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was May 2nd of this year. He's feeling well. He did have to stop Jardiance because that caused severe diarrhea. And he is supposed to start low dose of Ozempic this week. Of course, side effects of Ozempic are nausea, vomiting, and possible diarrhea also. So good. It's very good that he's starting a very low dose. And also, I've advised him to have his labs rechecked within 2 weeks of starting Ozempic, just to monitor renal function. He has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no kidney transplant tenderness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, adequate amounts, without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the mycophenolate. He takes 500 milligrams twice a day. Prograf is 3 milligram daily, Coreg, 12.5 milligram twice a day. He's on Lantus insulin. He will be starting the Ozempic, 0.25 milligram once weekly. Also, Humalog is sliding scale before meals. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Lipitor, 10 milligram daily at bedtime. And nifedipine extended release is 60 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 266 pounds, that's stable. Pulse 74 and blood pressure is 130 over 64. Neck is supple and there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. He does have an open left forearm AV fistula, good thrill and brewery. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Kidney, the transplanted kidney is in the right lower quadrant. That is non-tender. No rashes or unusual lesions, and minimal ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/21 of 23. Creatinine is 1.3, which is stable. His prograf level is 6.2. Intact parathyroid hormone 59, albumin 4.6. Sodium is 141, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 26, calcium is 9.7, phosphorus is 3.9, creatinine 1.3, which is stable. Estimated GFR greater than 60. Hemoglobin 14.9 with normal white count and platelets slightly low at 126,000, but stable. Assessment and plan. One, history of a live donor, live relative renal transplant in 2017. Two, diabetic nephropathy. And three, hypertension currently at goal. The patient will start Ozempic, the lowest dose of 0.25 milligram once a week this week. And then we've asked him to have labs checked within 2 weeks of starting that medication. And then every 3 months thereafter, as he has been doing. And he should follow his low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.